Good morning. I know that today many of you will be blessed by this man that's standing behind me. Nolan has been one of my best friends for several years and someone that I have been blessed to do life with. Nolan is constant, faithful, humble, and determined to spread the gospel wherever he goes. St. Francis of Assisi said, "Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words." This quote reminds me so much of Nolan in the way that he preaches the gospel with his life. But today, I pray that you will listen to his God-inspired words intently this morning. Please help me welcome Nolan Maples.
Test, test. All right. Well, Tyler sure paints me in a good light. I'm just me. My name is Nolan Maples. I'm a junior here. I'm studying biblical text. For the longest time, that was kind of the two basic things I knew about a lot of people. What's your name? What's your major? Right? Hoping to dig a little bit deeper than that today. Another cool thing, my brother, Ethan, raise your hand. Yeah, my brother also goes here. He's a senior. But about 2 months ago, he and I were on a deer hunt, and we started having one of those really deep, intimate conversations. It was probably 2 a.m., dumb decision. We needed to be up in 3 hours, right? But it was one of those conversations that we just couldn't stop talking. And one of the cool things that we talked about was testimony, believe it or not. And I said that there was a period in my life where I kind of discredited my own testimony. Sticking to that cliche where I felt like I had a boring testimony. And over time, I've kind of realized that in believing that, all I was doing was discrediting the beautiful blessings that God has given me and also the ways that God has been working in my life, right? So I've kind of put some more thought into how God wants me to speak about my own life today. Just a little bit more info about me. Growing up, there's probably three things I was most involved in, right? And that was scouts, swimming, and church. I've always really connected with God through nature. And so scouting for me was a huge outlet to connect with God and always see his creation and his beauty. I'm an Eagle Scout now, and I've poured a ton of my life into that. For church, I always remember going on mission trips, small groups. My parents would host small groups at our house, and we always had this vibrant community going on. But my family here is also, look, my whole family's here, so that's great. They've been loving me so well for so long, and through the church, they've been loving me so well for so long. My dad is also here connected at LCU. He's the director of the counseling center. And for the longest time, it felt like I was bound to go to LCU. And really, that was kind of the last thing that I wanted to do. Well, like I said, I grew up in the church. I can't really pinpoint a time where I felt like I converted to Christianity or where I felt like I was finally different than I was, right? But I got baptized, I did all the things, and it wasn't until probably midway through high school that I felt like I started to falter in my walk with God. I started to dive into things like alcohol and pornography, and these were battles that I faced for years in high school, on and off with friends. I remember losing friends, and my parents, just the look that they would give me. But if it wasn't for them and the way that they love me, I very well could be stuck in those things now, even years later. But one of the things I was involved in, swimming, was a huge outlet for me to praise God and live life well. I got really good at it. I got a lot of offers to swim in college, and that would come to be the biggest decision that I faced, choosing if I wanted to pursue a career in swimming or if I just wanted to go to college and be a normal college student. And there was a whole lot that went into deciding if I wanted to do that, but I'm going to talk to you about what I'm calling a burning bush moment in my life. So after my junior year of high school, I went on a backpacking trip for 2 weeks with a bunch of my friends. And about 10 days into that backpacking trip, we were going to hit our last mountain peak. And so we're going, walking up the mountain, and before we get to the top, we drop our big packs and grab our day packs so we don't have to do the steep elevation with our huge packs. And I just kind of want to set the scene here. Like, the sun hasn't come up yet. The wind is still. It's black. It's silent. We're all just exhausted. So we're trudging up in total darkness and silence. No one's saying a word. You can just faintly hear our breath as we're going up. Well, the sun starts to shine, and we come and hit the peak. We sit down, still in silence, but you can hear God's creation start to chirp, the birds coming, the wind has woken up as well. Well, in that, as we're sitting there, with creation around us starting to wake and the sun painting the horizon, I reach into my day pack, looking for breakfast, right? But the first thing that my hand hits is a pocket Bible that I had totally forgotten that I packed in that day pack. Well, I flip open the pocket Bible to Psalm 150. I read it aloud, and I say a few words about the glory of God. I can't even remember what I said. But in that moment, with the glory of creation around me and some of my best friends, it felt still. But in that stillness, after I had read, all I felt was God saying, "Yes, this is exactly what you're meant to do." That presence that I felt in that moment was the tipping point of me wanting to pursue ministry. That was like literal burning bush. I was on a mountaintop, and I felt God speaking to me, "Yes, this is what you need to be doing." And so now I'm at LCU, and I found myself here. We're going to fast forward basically to right now. I work at the Methodist Church in Plainview. I run their college ministry, and I've gotten to preach and teach in ways I would never have imagined even 2 years ago. It's given me relationships deeper than I've ever had. But in the past several years, I have been plagued by anxiety. I started having anxiety attacks sometime in my freshman year of college, and there were times when they were debilitating. So after a while of just living with that, I decided that's not how I wanted to be known or who I wanted to be, right? Because in those moments of just crippling anxiety, I never felt more shame or more unworthiness of love. I just felt out of control of myself. So I started pursuing counseling, and I'm at the point where I feel a lot more peace and knowledge about it. But one of the things that was a big part of my anxiety was dealing with unknown, not knowing what was next, not knowing where I was, or feeling like I knew who I was, not unknown in relationships, friendships, failed relationships, stupid decisions, looking back at who I was, not knowing where I was going. In fact, I even got to give a sermon about that in Plainview in September. I called it Living Into the Unknown. So I've just been like pinpointing that in my life a lot recently. But the biggest source of unknown and chaos for my life was that last year, the man that was my youth pastor got arrested. He was charged with rape and sexual assault of many minors. And for years, that was happening right in front of my face, right? I had deep friendships with the people that he harmed. And yet I had this image of a man who loved me so well and was one of the reasons that I pursued ministry, one of the reasons why I wanted to work in a church and give back and speak and preach. All I remember feeling and talking to some of these girls that I was deep, close friends with years later, all I remember feeling was just anger. There was nothing else I knew how to feel. Just anger, confusion. I was mad at God. I was mad at God for letting him be in this position, letting him take advantage of that. And it began to creep into questioning my own call to ministry. How could I put myself forward into something like that when that was my experience in the past of people in ministry? I've struggled with countless thoughts on every side of that, and I'm still mad. But again, with some slowness and some peace, I have come to know without a doubt that going into ministry and spreading love is absolutely where God wants me to be. More now than ever, because I see people that use it to not spread love. And I want to step over that and say, no, God loves. And so, obviously, I didn't share all of my testimony today or go into all the gory details of the tripping in my walk with God, but I'm hoping what you heard was God working through my life in ways to heal and to love, to guide and to correct, and to bring life more fully. And all the chaos and the horrible hurt that the world brings, God is loving and healing always. So I'm glad to have shared with you today and said yes to the Lord in giving my testimony. I'm hoping that in the coming Mondays, many of you will do the same. You are dismissed.